Man, I was proud of our team tonight, the resiliency, and finally kind of having some of the breakthroughs that I think were possible through the entire game. They showed up at the end. A few things had to spark that. Obviously, field position and turnovers helped kind of ignite the point production. I think there certainly could have been more points, a few turnovers and miscues as we got down toward the blue zone, and penalties, especially on in critical moments. I think those things contributed to the game being as close as it was for as long as it was. I also think UConn did a nice job defensively. They hadn't given up many points, and so their style of play kept a lot of things in front, and they tackled well, and so that contributed also. I thought Tanner did a really nice job for the most part with decision-making and throwing the football. Really, really liked Francis Bernard running the football, how physical he was. That's a great addition considering the number of backs we've cycled through and injuries. That was a major find. Even though we knew coming out of fall camp prior to him getting hurt that he would be that kind of player, it's fun to see him do it in the game. Struggled a little bit on special teams. It was uncharacteristic to miss a couple field goals. That's rarely happens with Trev. But overall, the course of the game and winning the way we did, I think we learned a lot, and I think we improved. And it's nice to have a good crowd again and play well in front of the fans that support us, which are so great. So I'll answer questions. I also would say that to Coach Diaco, we talked before the game, his team has really improved from last year. I think he's a quality coach, and their program is advancing, and so I like what's happening there, and he's doing a really good job. So what questions do you have, if there are any?
From you've been in control for, the numbers were all in your favor in the third quarter except the scoreboard, which is the one that counts.
Yeah.
What was it like being in that situation? It's 10-10.
I was frustrated and mad, disappointed and angry. I don't know which is worse, mad or angry, but, just because we weren't playing cleanly enough in the critical moments to finish off after driving the entire field. And so, yeah, a lot to learn from, and so we can leverage this game in a lot of ways. The outcome certainly was favorable, and I'll take that any time. But we can certainly play and will want to play even at a higher level than we did tonight, especially in the critical moments, when it comes down to the blue zone.
You made a defensive call there. They had a third and one, I think, and dropped Bronson back and brought Kai around. I think it was Kai around the edge. That just how you drew it up and just ended up being the perfect play?
Yeah, that just happened to be the way the players executed it. It doesn't matter what you call if the players don't execute it, and Kai and Bronson did it perfectly there. And that was a critical play in the game because of the change of momentum, and seems like we needed kind of a breakthrough moment at some point in the game, and I think that was the breakthrough moment if you had to call it one. If you had to name a breakthrough moment, I think that was it.
Seems like Bronson had a couple of those plays tonight when you needed big ones. Talk about his play as a senior leader.
Man, first of all, his leadership he's doing a phenomenal job. I like our team, and I like the chemistry, and I like how close they are. And Bronson and Taysom have a huge part to do with that. And he's humble, he's hardworking, he's positive, and he's a really good player, and he's playing really, really hard and productive. So, he's a special person and a really special player, and really has really improved and taken a significant jump from a year ago in terms of his skills and how he's playing.
What do you think of Sy Tautu's performance tonight?
Man, it's a hard question because there's only a couple of the easy ones to spot are the guys running it, throwing it, or sacking guys, and Sy is usually just very consistent. Between Sy and Jeremiah on the defense, those two are usually exactly where they're supposed to be all the time, and I don't worry about them. And so I would assume that's where Sy was again. I can't say he didn't play well, or I just didn't notice any of the plays that would say, oh man, at that play. But he's been very consistent.
Bounce back game for Tanner Mangum. What'd you think of him?
Yeah, I'm just really impressed. He's a freshman quarterback that's just seems like every time he's out there he's doing something special, and he got back on track this game as well as the team, and that's what I was hoping would happen.
There was of the three starters who didn't play, Adam, Harvey and Kyle Johnson. Are any of those long-term injuries? Or?
Adam Hine is 4 weeks from what I've been told. Harvey, a great chance back for next week. Kyle Johnson, great chance back for next week. And Travis Tuiloma hopefully makes his return next week, which will be, man, we'll be anxious for that to happen.
How would you assess the run defense this week? In the last 3 weeks been a little bit tough.
I was pleased with it. There was a ball that kind of looked Michigan-like where we had it stopped and it bounced out early in the game. And so we've been working hard on discipline and gap control. But overall, I thought we took another step forward. And I know it's hard to say. In the Michigan game, we actually played the run much better than we did versus UCLA. Different style of run game, but we're gradually taking steps forward defensively and managing the points, and just step by step, we'll build into, I think, a really strong defense at some point.
How big of a sequence was it when Tanner throws the interception on the 4th-and-1, they're running it back, and he's able to force the guy out of bounds? And then your defense was able to hold
yeah.
it in the field.
It's huge, just because even though we'd been moving the ball so well, the score, as you said, didn't reflect that. And so, man, every play was huge. And, man, especially when they had field position, it's like, man, when are we going to break out of this thing and not have this pressure? And so, yeah, I was getting a little bit tight, and that was a good stop. I felt some relief after that.
What did you think of the receivers' play after last week, not being able to
A lot better. I mean, obviously Tanner can't throw the ball as well as he did without the receivers playing or catching the ball well. And it was a different style of game also, though. We weren't being pressed nearly as much, and there wasn't as much pressure. And their defense is very similar to ours. And so some of the looks were, you know, we were really used to seeing. But overall, I think they played better, in answer to your question. I think they played more representative of what they did the first 3 weeks than the last week.
Bronco, how do you balance aggressive play calling down near the goal line versus being more conservative? There was a play right at the half where you chose to go for the field goal instead of taking a shot, those types of things.
Man, it was just I was so frustrated from getting down there and turning it over. At some point, I just wanted points. And it seemed like it might be one of those nights where they were going to be hard to come by. So I don't know if it was the right decision or not, but, you know, that was my choice. And who knows, we might have gone for it and made it. But points were just, it seemed like they were hard to come for us. And so that's why I did it.
Did you get an explanation on the talkie-talkie injection?
Yeah, I did. It was because it was called, and then they didn't have a clean view of the replay, they had to stay with the call. And so that was the explanation I received. And that's with any call that has to be overturned. If there's not clear and distinctive video, I didn't say that right, but what's the wording?
Irrefutable.
There's something else. You guys can look it up. But the bottom line is that they didn't have a clean enough look, and once it's called, they're going to stay with that call unless the replay shows something different. And if there's not a good look on the replay, then we're stuck with it. I didn't see it, so I can't comment. I did not see the call or see the play, but that was the explanation.
Anything else?
Overall, the discipline, you feel like you might have taken a penalties haven't been an issue.
Step back today. I think we took a step back from a penalty standpoint, especially, well, put it this way, when a game is close like that, man, you notice it a heck of a lot more. And so I don't know what the numbers say in terms of volume of penalties, but it seems like the volume, and because of the nature of the game with it being close, it was like, man, enough already of those. So we've got some work to do that way. And in a way, I like the aggressive nature of it. But I've now got to address that with the team and get that groove back in, because it seemed like we started the season pretty clean, and that's drifted a little bit.
Have you ever been gifted a first down in a crucial situation by a player kicking a football out of the field?
You know, I didn't see it. So I was wondering what was the, what happened. And so I think Brett told me, but it was like frustrating. If you're a coach, that's a hard one.